This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Should we say Bismillah whilst making wudu in a bathroom that has an attached toilet? So you need to know that when you make wudu, it is a sunnah according to the majority of scholars, and actually it's considered to be an obligation and by some of the Hanbalis, to say Bismillah at the very beginning before you start your washing of your hands and the obligatory acts of wudu. However, we know that the Prophet ﷺ would not speak whilst on the toilet and in the vicinity of the toilet. One does not say other phrases, especially that which revolves the dhikr and the praise of Allah and dua and so on. But the misunderstanding which is coming here is in the definition of toilet. Now, the toilet is the actual place when you go back to the sources. It's not the modern bathroom of today, okay? The toilet is an exclusive area only for defecation or for urination. It has no other washing facility or aspect. It has no clean air aspect to it. It doesn't mean you can't keep it clean, but it has a unique only small area for that. A bathroom, on the other hand, is a place of washing and cleaning and drying and X and Y, and it's a different entity altogether. And yes, it might have a toilet in the corner, but the toilet is not giving it the ruling when you're standing at the sink, at the faucet, at the taps, to cover the American and the UK audience, a couple of meters away, or even a meter away, or even very close. You're in a different area, even though you are sharing it. And so I do actually hold it permissible. I understand that some people will feel uncomfortable making dhikr in this area, but in our time, these areas are not considered to be the toilet. Okay, this is a bathroom. If you were to enter into a place that you would call a toilet, then you would avoid it. Even if that toilet had a small sink, you would avoid it. But if a place is being called a bathroom and it's being understood in that sense, then I think it is permissible for you to make the adhkar of wudu, which, by the way, if you felt really difficult about it, you could step out and you could say Bismillah, and then when you enter into the bathroom with your left foot, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal-khaba'ith, is something that you say whilst entering. You could make your wudu, and then when you enter, when you exit, after you've made wudu, you could make the various ad'iyah and adhkar that you say after wudu as well, if that's a solution that makes you feel more comfortable. But is it permissible for you at the sink or in the bath or whilst you're even naked making the ghusl and you're making the dua whilst you're making wudu? This is permissible because the toilet itself is the problem and you are not on the toilet or near the toilet enough to affect the rulings of the adhkar which are legislated for wudu. Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullah.